commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? I will state that next week our regular meeting will be held on Tuesday the 16th. We have the Southwest Regional Commission Conference on Monday, so we will meet on the 16th at 9 a.m. here in the commission hearing room. Is there any other remarks? No. Okay. Our first order of business this morning, we have approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 475359 through 475383, 475385 through checks number 475436, warrants 8361 through 8365, two journal entries or transfers.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. I will move to approve check number 475384.
Abstain.
Have one abstain. So I'll go ahead and take a vote, and I will vote to approve check number 475384. With that, since there's the two here this morning, the presiding vote will stand. So motion carries and approved. Our next order of business, we have approval of payroll.
I move to approve payroll.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Our next order of business, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes and executive session minutes from April 1st, 2024.
Do you have any questions on them?
I have no questions.
I move to approve regular session minutes and executive session minutes for April 1st, 2024.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, moving down our agenda, we have the bid recommendation 202403-550, single radius arch pipe. With us, we have our Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Devin Huff, Legal Purchasing, Ms. Nikki Lawrence.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Single radius arch pipe, we received one bid from Vibrock Sales and Services, which came in at $35,000 with a $2,500 freight charge, bringing the total bid amount to $37,500. With only receiving one bid, we would recommend to award Vibrock Sales and Services.
Okay. Is there any further questions?
Is This would be the one that would go on Smith Road to replace the current structure. Mm-hmm. Widen it out so they can get through there with trailers safely.
With that said, I move to approve the bid between VBROC Sales and Service LLC and Taney County, bid number 202403-550.
Second. We have a motion as second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next order of business is approval of notice of intent to declare a single source provider number 202403-551. This is for a sheriff. With us this morning, we have Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. This particular purchase is for tasers. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And we purchased tasers from them before?
Yes, ma'am.
And this is the only source that can provide the product that will service those tasers that we own.
The product as well as the support that goes along with it.
Okay. And as far as the replacement cartridges, this is the place to get them through?
I believe that's the replacement cartridges are all included with this contract, are they not?
Yes.
Okay.
It's all inclusive with the training cartridges and replacement cartridges, batteries and everything for the 5-year term.
Okay. Do you have any
questions?
Yeah, I don't have any more questions.
With that said, I move to approve the single source provider, AOX, is that? Enterprises, ANOX, Enterprises.
Exxon.
For the purchase, single service provider for bid number 202403-551.
Second, or go ahead, do you have more to your motion? I'm sorry.
A single source provider for Taney County.
Okay. I'll second. I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of Sheriff's Department records disposition. This is one that we had tabled, and since then we have received the new report style that has the years of retention that are required. It has the dates where the record retention was met. In all three instances here that we have, those requirements were met in 2006, 2007, and 2008. The following records recommended are under the RSMO 109.230, subsection 4. Are you good with all of that, Sheriff?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And technically, we're not actually destroying the records. Every bit of the paper documents have been scanned into our records management system in the computer.
Okay.
So we still have everything electronically. We're just wishing to destroy the paper copies to free up some space.
I'm looking for that sheet.
That should be the one in the middle, I'm sorry.
I move to approve to enter into record the records disposition that the Taney County Sheriff has presented.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have our addendum to the MOU for the SRO program, Kennecott, file number 24-041S for sheriff. Is there any change to this, sheriff, or was this just extending for another term?
Extends for another term, yes, sir. Changes the dates.
Okay. This doesn't affect any of our road deputies or take away from any of the other services that we are providing?
No, sir. It's the SRO that's assigned to the Kirbyville School District. He's assigned to Kennecott during the summer.
It just changed the dates from the 2023 year to 2024 year,
yes,
correct?
Ma'am. That's the only thing we've changed on this one.
Okay. Any further discussion?
I move to approve the addendum to the MOR for the SRO program with Kennecott, file number 24041-7, between Kennecott Ministries and Tenney County.
Would you restate that file number?
File number 24-041S. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Is there any further discussion? I have a motion. I'll second that. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Our next order of business is the responsive CMS website package quote for the Tenney County Sheriff's Office, file number 24-043S for sheriff. Do you want to talk about this just quick, sheriff? This is one that I know we had discussed back during budget time.
We did.
From the notes that I have, we discussed it back in September. But moving forward, I have visited the website and I've noticed that several other counties in Missouri have the website. I did find it to be very user-friendly. Have you talked with our IT department about this transition, or?
I have. They stated they didn't have any issues with it. It would simply, I think, what they could do is currently when you go to TenneyCounty.org, somebody could search for Tenney County Sheriff's Office, and it would pull up this domain. Or if they went to TenneyCounty.org and clicked on the link, this domain could be, I'm not a computer guy, but a hyperlink or whatever it's called, so that if they clicked on that, it would take them directly to the Sheriff's Department's website. And really, aside from that link, there's not any way that any data could, county data could be taken off of this website. It's secure. They didn't have any concerns with any of that stuff.
Okay.
Is there anything that this will do that you cannot do through if working with the Tenney County IS department?
So this company, the reason we chose this company, currently we have ITI or OmniGo for our records management system that we use for reports and our jail management. And this web company is the only company that integrates with ITI and OmniGo, so that if whenever somebody comes into jail and they're booked, it automatically updates the booking information and the photos. We have been doing that for years, and there's been issues. Currently, for the last couple months, we've had issues, and I'm not a computer guy, so I can't really tell you what the issue is, other than the fact that some of the inmates' pictures get up on the website, some of them don't, and can't figure out the cause, what's causing that. So that's why we went with this one, because it's the only company that does integrate with OmniGo. It's the only company that OmniGo works with. And they have several other features, such as we can send text and email notifications to the general public if if we have a traffic alert or something like that. Through the website, we can send a notification out to the public. Speaking to the representative from the company this morning, she stated that they currently have a special where they cheaper than we could get the text and email notification package. They actually offer an app as well now, where the public could download this app and they could get the notifications through the app as well. They have a sex offender map. If we chose to upload the sex offenders that are in the county, they have Facebook integration and several other options that we can add on.